I got some September recordings, so I haven't been out of walking for all that long. That's good. Yeah. Sometimes you just gotta say, just do it. Just do it. Too much sitting around on my keister. The human body isn't designed for that stuff, particularly anyway. Golly. Hi, Magnificent. It's good to see you. I'm going to take some various supplements here. Golly, you'd think we'd never wash the dishes. Man, I washed some dishes yesterday morning. Holy moly. I said I washed some dishes yesterday morning. You can hardly tell.
Why?
Well, you know. You're a cooker.
An animal
then.
You're a
cooker. Yeah, well, probably. Here's a heck of a thing. Pretty decent. I look back at my recordings, which I only make when I go walking, and I had made some recordings in September, which is a good sign. That means I haven't been off of the thing for more than a month. That's great. Doggies. Hi, doggies. her future so bright. She got her shades.
You bet.
Woohoo.
The wind's not blowing up here, so it's not too bad.
No, it's not bad at all. But I figure when we get somewhere, it'll probably get interesting. Golly. Struggling here. Along with, you know, this deep emotional bond, you know. Yeah.
Hey, Matthew. Oh.
You ready to do it, Matt? Let's do it. Talking about all the dead birds, so it's not surprising. Oh. Well, no, a lot of birds have been showing up dead. And they've been doing studies on them, trying to figure out what on earth killed them. Wow. Yeah, look at that.
Looks like they're getting ready to harvest.
Yeah, it's about that time too, Matt. Honestly. Yeah, it's about there.
Time. Yeah, this one didn't do very well.
Well, you know.
But I got another one over here, sir.
It's gonna keep going as long as it can.
There's another one. Oh, this one's pretty yellow and it's not big enough.
I mean that.
Yeah.
Well, we'll dig it all back into the compost heap, and yeah, and we'll do pumpkins again next year, even though we don't plant any. All right. Did he wash his car? It's pretty good. Oh, I guess it's about. That's okay. Very cool. Yeah. I see some red ones on the back side. The Romans are doing better than the other ones. We didn't really ever get any decent sized beef steaks, I guess. Good. Matt, we probably need the mow again, just to take down the. Okay. Sure. Oh, so we're all gonna just come here. Yeah. for this thing. Yeah, it'll do, so.
Somebody's there.
Get it? There you go. Coming. A lot of building up dying. But see, that's tricky. Well, I guess it's not tricky. The way they're describing it doesn't sound very spiritual. Doesn't sound very physical, you know? Like going off to Missouri or something, you know, and building stuff. A generality thing. General problems. Be ready for this, be ready for that. Good start still. Nothing changes. Talking about toxic waste and taking care of that. But they were going through their food stores. Or it was some apocalypse, I can't recall. I think it was a little bit now. All the wood they got. Yeah. Yep. Crazy is a pretty good word for it. I should get rid of this. But what do you do? Well, you know. COVID this, mask and that. I still think Trump's going to basically be right. That all this stuff was just done to see if it was going to, you know, destroy his presidency. His opponents are so hopeful that almost every single little thing will spell doom for him. And you're going...
Well, yesterday he said Trump was going to win the election.
No, I don't think Trump will win the election. But that's only because...
I think he will.
Oh no, I'm still going to vote for him. Oh. Yeah.
And I think in the end, we're going to get assassinated and ask him for every time to do it.
Huh. Well, I figured he'd just lose. Biden would fade away, and Kamala Harris would end up being that, whatever it is, the woman being in charge that isn't a good thing, causes problems. I always thought that was Hillary, but it's like, oh, well, it could be Kamala. Kamala, cuckoo. Let's just give her a name we can all say. So trust me, when she was going to school, they didn't call her Kamala. She had a name. It was probably the name that they used around the house. So. Kaka.
Yeah.
Oh, man. buggies?
Yeah, that was fun.
Okay. It sounds like a crow.
Yeah.
So I think it's just a big crow, Matt.
You can treat him like a chicken if you want to. You can kill him. You can get some pretty good meat off him. Although, no, the drumsticks are sucky.
Yeah, ravens. Gotcha!
Oh yeah, you could go either way, but I think the swamp is gonna, win. I don't think Trump's gonna win. Oh, it could. There's gonna be enough people that say, no way, we're not even gonna consider that, so if it's close enough, they're just gonna throw up the Bible and say, well, it's just fair, quote, fair. Especially after the Supreme Court garbage. So everybody said, oh no, he can't do that, that's just wrong. And you go, he's the president. It's his constitutional duty to fill the seat and not to sit around letting it sit there unfilled. Yeah. And everybody's going, well, Obama didn't get who he wanted, to go, yeah, he had a Democratic Senate. They can vote not to confirm. He says, that's just the break. You guys have a funny way of looking at the Constitution. You like it fine when it works in favor of your pet project. And you'll throw it away the minute that it gets in the way of something you really want. And Joe stays out in the middle of the country. Because he knows they'll shoot him. Or whatever. No. It'll be Kamala. But like I said, she's an interesting person because, yeah, it's always been about running up a political ladder. Where's she going to go now? Yeah, is she going to be the president? Yeah, she's going to be the president. Joe Biden's going to be declared incompetent about 10 minutes after you inaugurate him. Or you guys are going to fake his death or just kill him, you know, to get him out of the way. And pay off his family. They'll be fine. They're all used to taking bribes and stuff like that. Seems like they are. I don't know. That's not true. And you go, what? What? That's not true. Oh, no, no. I'm not going to vote for them. Yeah, why the heck not? Why the heck not? So, anyway, yeah, we're just, I mean, I'm not saying I'm right, I'm just saying, you know what, I'm pretty sure that they've, seriously, with their guard down, the last time around. Oh, yeah, people like him don't win, people like him, no. Yeah, I mean, they went nuts. And we're still going nuts. Yeah, that's right. He would never make it. No one's going to vote for him because you're crap. And you go, boy, you were surprised by how many people didn't really care about that. They cared about something else. So, no. I think they've marshaled all of their tools. Is there going to be a lot of chicanery? Yeah. It says, but as soon as they win, it's not going to be investigated for Pete's sakes. There's no interest in that. And they go, yeah. And they go, that's sad to say, about half the country. What was their peddler? Who knows what that is exactly? Good morning. Good. Well, that's the whole thing. Nobody knows if they've gotten it. The only way you'll know if you got it is if you go and take the darn test every week. And there's still the whole thing. That doesn't matter. Trump really wasn't showing any symptoms, and they nailed him. Because he has to get tested all the time. So, yeah. Well, who's to say? You can't say. Like everything else, it's kind of subject to how it's done, all this stuff. So, I think it's a great unknown. I bet if you went and talked to Laura and said, Laura, do you think you could do the test in such a way that it would come up positive, pretty much? And she'd probably say, yes, I know how to do that. And you're going, not that I'm saying that you're a party to that kind of business. I said, but do you think it's possible? And she'd go, yeah. I can keep that thing swirling around in your sinuses. And yeah, I could probably pick up enough of the virus to say that you've been infected. Okay. So that's kind of where I am with that. It's like, because yes, I think. COVID is being used as a political and ideological tool to try to accomplish some things. For some reason they're sitting there, well, you can guess the reasons are, but for some reason they're putting COVID and climate change together. Who knows? Perhaps. And you go, yeah. I said, having this thing continue to be like this and continue to be a drag on everything. I said, it's fantastic for the Green New Deal people because they'll go, look, the economy is already destroyed. This is the perfect chance to, quote, build back better. And you go, only because there was a bit of a conspiracy to make sure things were torn apart. This was a wonderful opportunity. I said, yeah, because I'm not interested in your better. I really hope you start working in New York City. The cost of it goes so far up, even your allies start going, oh, this is obscene. I can hardly get people to work for me because they're just sitting here going, I'm sorry. Yeah, you guys can tell me all day long this is some investment in the future, but this is crazy. And you're going, yeah, so I hope it stays just on the East Coast and the West Coast and they just ignore us in the middle because, yay, we're in the middle, we're always ignored. And you go, good. I feel blessed. I feel like God's watching over me. Oh, yeah. whether COVID's man-made or not, they sure are taking advantage of something that really isn't anything. If this would have come 50 years ago, it wouldn't even have been recognized as anything besides the flu season. And we would have gone and we would have just proceeded as if nothing was going on. And that's why when people say, well, you don't go to the doctor enough, and you know, you're not going for your regular checkups, and you go, because of stuff like COVID-19. What? It's become how you make money, is by going in and finding weird stuff that you never would have even noticed 10 or 15 or 20 years ago. It says, and everybody going, oh my gosh, we've got to do something about this. Thousands of dollars in fixing something that we wouldn't even be able to detect before. And because you're poking around at it, we can't ever find out if it's really necessary or not. We don't know. It's because you've changed everything. Everything just changed. And you go, so yeah, you don't have a control group anymore. That's the most important part. And you go, you guys are constantly painting the results because it's so much fun. It's like, well, there's this new procedure. This new pill costs $1,000 a dose. We can get somebody to pay for it, and we'll give it to you. And you go, does it make life any better? And you go, we don't know. All we know is we've got this new pill. And apparently it solves this problem we didn't think about before. Erectile dysfunction. It was just an accepted fact that after a certain age, guys couldn't get it up much anymore. It went on with life in our industry. Passing out little blue pills. And yeah, I went from being a person that kept on working in spite of things, which used to be kind of a virtue, you know, to, you don't go see your doctor. Who's your PCP? You don't have a PCP? Why? And you go, excuse me? What? You don't have a right to ask me that question. I've got my own. See, but it's like, you don't have to give him an answer. You don't have to justify things that are totally in your wheelhouse. He says, I don't want to be a jerk, but it's none of your damn business. And he better back right off and say, oh, I'm sorry. They just taught me in medical school that having a PCP is an absolutely critical part of your health care. You go, I don't care. I'm not paying you to split platitudes at me. I'm paying you to fix my problem. And you can't sit there and appeal to the common good or to whatever else. Well, your insurance company, I'll have words with your insurance company, they'll straighten you out. You go, good luck. You're going to get confused real fast. It is. It says, you know, I'm tired of giving people excuses. It's like me with old blue-green vacations. I felt this need to have to give this guy an excuse for why I needed my money back. He said, oh, well, you've got 30 days to get it back. And I said, but how am I supposed to know the money back? And he go, I know I have to make up excuses. I have to make up excuses to every, quote, authority figure I come up with. Because if I'm not behaving the way they think I should, I better have a really good reason why I'm not, or they're not going to let me. said my great-grandfather would probably be hitting me on the head and saying, why on earth are you acting like that's your boss? And you go, because everybody's my boss now. He says, I have to seek permission. I give people money and they're still in charge of me. He says, you go, the doctor-patient relationship is totally shot. Says, because it is. He expects me to fork over money every time he wants it. And he's my overlord.
Yeah, I think I need to call Liberty Health Share.
The EKG didn't have to be pre-done, but I'm not sure about this other thing they did. But they really didn't tell me anything about it. They just said this had to be done. And that's another thing I get tired of. Says I'm pretty tired of being told what I gotta do by a bunch of people that I'm paying. So that's totally wrong.
Yeah.
It says, you guys need to sit here and you need to sell me on it. And my basic attitude should be, I ain't going down that road. Well, it's going to be risky if you don't. And you go, man, life's full of risk. Go. Well, I refuse to do it. I says, fine, bye. I know you've got 10,000 medical slaves who will do everything you say, so you could care less about trying to talk me into it. Because I'll find some old guy that's got more experience, has done this thing a lot more than you have, and says there's nothing to it. Let's just do it. But they're all dying and retiring because they're tired and they don't want to mess with it anymore. That's why it's like, unless I'm within inches of death, I have no intention of going and seeing a doctor particularly. Well, it's actually not anymore. They actually have a term for it. Oops. Yeah. I watched this documentary, years ago, about this guy that was living up on the mesa outside of Taos, and he had cancer. He says, I've had cancer for 10 years. And he says, I just know. And then they stuck to his doctor, and his doctor said he is medically uncompliant, and they showed this little tag. It says, this is a red tag that says that this guy is medically incompliant. And it's like, who on earth gave you? It says, he's living out in the middle of nowhere. He's treated like garbage. All because he wants a little self-respect in his life. You know, and he goes, I want to die on my own terms. He says, I fought in Vietnam. He says, and I know they did crap to me. Because that's what they used to do to military people back in the day. He says, they were military property. You could do whatever you wanted to them. You could gas them. You could do all kinds of fun stuff. Do human experimentation. You didn't have to use slaves or black people anymore. Sorry, is that rude? I'm sorry, it's true. If we can't speak the truth anymore because it's like, you can't talk like that, and you go, wow, then they've got you beat. If there's something horrible happening, you won't have the words to describe it. And that guy said, okay, here's the perpetrator. He's this height. He's this, you know, he's black. And they go, oh, no, no, you can't say he's black. And you're going, well, it makes it a whole lot easier to identify him if we know what his skin color is. And they go, no, no, we're not going to do that. And then they really went too far, you know, like eye color. And they go, nope, nope, can't tell you what the eye color is. You might be able to ferret out some, you know, ethnic representation out of that. And it was like, you know, then it ended up being, and then it was like male or female. It's like, nope, no, you can't use that one either. And you go, well, then how are you ever going to identify this person? And you go, well, tell me what he looks, what the perpetrator looked like. And it was like, they couldn't give them height because people are very sensitive about their height, you know. It was like some entity.
So his hair was long, but
no, you can't do that.
And
oh yeah, no. And you're just going, we can't even
he,
do police work.
And he.
Right. And you couldn't do that either, you know, couldn't be gender specific either. So it's like, yeah, but then you'll never catch them. Because you'll always be cutting down the wrong person. Because you can't even get identification of the person. Anyway, it's funny. So, it was great. And it just said, you know, he said, if you say that all these words can't be used, I said, you might as well just walk away. Let evil people that don't follow says just be obedient. And you're going, oh boy. And it says, don't worry, Christ is going to solve it. And you go, okay. It says, I hope he includes some free deprogramming sessions, because people who aren't constrained this way aren't even going to be able to talk to us anymore. It doesn't matter. We train ourselves to behave this way. Well, actually, you end up having to do it anyway. You always look at the situation and who you're talking to, what color hair everybody has, and if somebody seems like they're a little frail and trying to act out strangely, you walk on eggshells around them. I stopped doing it with Sheena, and look where it got me. And it's like, okay. And I hope God doesn't come back and say, you should have given in to every single thing that she ever asked for. And it's like, what do you mean? Because staying close to the church is the most important thing. And it's like, oh, God. And you go, I'm sorry, Father, you really didn't hand me a manual for this. I thought I But I don't think it's going to work that way. Thank you. But yeah, it is. And yeah, I said, no, I'm getting to the point to where once I get my pension, I'll probably care even less. And say, I'm going to say what I think. Because I've been better at that, but I know if I take this classified job, I'm just going to have to shut up.
Yep.
Stop talking altogether. That'll please Lisa. Don't bother having a conversation with Nimrod. He has nothing to say. Don't you have an opinion? It doesn't matter if I have an opinion or not. I'm not going to say it. Yeah. Okay. We're good. It's turning anyway. Almost everybody's going to the school. Anyway, so yeah. See, I made the hole off. At some point, you just gotta start going, oh, let's get this left. Let's do it. Yeehaw. Like the whole thing of broken limbs. If you stay off of it for too long, it's weak. You can hardly function. People always favor it. And you go, that's a mistake. As soon as you're not actually causing damage, and to be honest. Yes. All right. Whee!
The sun came out.
Okie dokie.